discussing the second studio album by Daft Punk, Discovery.
Daft Punk is a French electronic music duo, and they're basically one of the most popular electronic music groups of all time. They're composed of Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel de Homem Christo.
We hope we're saying those right.
Yeah, especially that second one.
But yeah, Daft Punk, really famous. I think most people are aware of Daft Punk. I mean, they wear the robot masks. It's kind of the main thing they're
right,
known
they're
in popular culture.
They try to be anonymous, and they try to match their sound, sort of, and act like robots in their music and otherwise.
Yeah. Sense of secrecy.
Right. But Daft Punk, yeah, I mean, every single one of their studio albums has a huge hit on it. So,
yeah
most people could probably recognize a song off of each of their albums.
Yeah, I mean, in most recent years, like, I remember when I was in elementary school, Get Lucky with Pharrell Williams.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably the most enormous song I've ever heard.
Right.
Aside from, like...
Yeah, Pharrell was making hits
maybe
back
like,
then.
Maybe Happy.
Yeah, like Happy.
Me.
I was going to say.
That dude was making...
Pharrell was the hit machine for a couple years.
Yeah. Aside from his storied career in many other areas, which...
Right. Nerd.
not really what we're talking about here.
Yeah, at all. But yeah, Discovery, their sophomore release, right?
Yeah. So I first listened to this... I guess we forgot to mention that about, maybe 2 months ago at this point. Probably a month.
Oh, right. And the reason why we're doing this is that, and I think it was in March, Daft Punk announced that they are no longer... They're done.
Yeah, they're not going to make music together as Daft Punk anymore.
Not that they had been since...
Yeah,
whenever Random Access Memories came out.
2013, I think.
Yeah,
so they had kind of been done for a while, but they've just officially announced it somewhat recently.
Yeah, maybe they gave some closure to diehard fans waiting for a new single.
So, like I said, I was definitely aware of like the big hits, like Get Lucky, Instant Crush, Doing It Right from like Random Access Memories. But I'd never really like taken like a focused listen to Daft Punk until that news broke. And I was like, you know, like the outpouring of support and like just kind of general sadness, like, oh no, Daft Punk's gone. It's like, maybe I should give Daft Punk a try, like give him a serious look. And I went to Discovery, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, that kind of surprised me that you hadn't listened to much Daft Punk, because I feel like all my homies just overplay Daft Punk. So, yeah, very popular group.
Yeah, I think for me that mostly stemmed from the fact, like, I'm just not an electronic music person. Like, I know next to nothing.
Right. I enjoy house music like a really good bit, but which Daft Punk, they're house artists.
Yes. French house is what they typically get categorized as. Chicago house is a sound. That their first album and to a slightly lesser extent this album kind of get associated with as well.
I'd say their debut Homework, it's like Discovery is Homework, but just more polished. I'd say more like song oriented.
Yeah.
And the first one is just a very raw, like electronic house album. It's incredible, but it's just very raw house, their first one.
Yeah. Raw house is a very good way to put it. Like when I
rudimentary.
Listen, when I listen to some of Homework in this like process, I still don't think I listened to the whole thing.
So very long projects, all of their projects.
I will admit that. So I could be a little off base here. But to me, most of it felt like it was music less designed as like songwriting to an extent. And more so just like making stuff to dance to in a club.
You know right, which is house music.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It's not dance music. Not there's anything wrong with that by any means, but to me, I'm much more inclined to stuff that's more songwriting.
Song-oriented.
Or incorporates more different styles, like Discovery.
Yeah, I love Homework. It's definitely worth it with listen, but it's very repetitious and samey.
Around the World is so good.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's so fun. I think Around the World is like a perfect blend of like what's to come in Daft Punk and like that original. Yeah, one of the
that,
best.
Like, walking bass, that
awesome bass line.
That robotic vocal sample too.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun. But yeah, so yeah, I found this very rewarding, and we'll kind of get into why we like Discovery so much.
Yeah, and Discovery is both by fans and critics sort of the top pick. Only challenged by Random Access Memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've perceived.
But the general consensus is that this is the Daft Punk album.
For sure. Yeah. So yeah, I guess we can get right into the track listing. It kicks off with One More Time, which is one of their biggest hits.
Yeah, y'all have definitely heard this song. And it also features auto-tuned vocals from Romanthony.
Yeah.
If y'all have heard of him.
He's one of the guest vocalists on this album.
And it's worth noting because Daft Punk doesn't name any of their features in the song titles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I don't think really before this they were doing like pop vocals. Like I think vocals are mostly just samples. Like there weren't really like original lyrics or songwriting or anything.
Right. Like I don't know if Around the World like if they vocoded that or what, but you're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Just, that could just be them going. Like,
just generally, it's kind of a it's kind of a new style.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's interesting to note that the vocals on here are kind of like the way it's kind of like stop start, like his delivery. It almost sounds like they chopped it up like a sample.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think definitely contributes that kind of robotic feel.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, it's like trenched in auto-tune. Like the first time I heard it, I thought it was just vocoded. You know what I mean? It just doesn't sound like a person.
And when we say like, or when I say at least like robotic feel, we're definitely not being negative. Like that's definitely something.
Oh, not like rigid, just like actually robotic.
Like and like everything
aesthetic maybe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like it's a sense of style, and everything definitely has that electronic feel. But to me, I think what makes this so good is that they stick that style really hard, right? Like everything sounds like very electronic, very robotic.
Mm-hmm.
But it still feels very like alive. Still feels very human.
Right. Like all these tracks are very groovy, bustling with funk energy, basically. Very like Daft Punk is very like disco-y and funky and like techno-y is how I describe their influences.
Absolutely.
Very funky. Yeah, but y'all have heard this song. What else can we say about it? I mean,
it's just so like the horns.
Right.
They're just so like triumphant.
Right.
Like, it's just such a perfect way to open an album.
It's such a happy song. Yeah. And I like how, like, a lot of these songs are kind of similar in structure. They kind of introduce a main part, and then they might strip back some of the elements and then build them back up.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what happens here.
I think
course of the 5 minutes.
It's a little goofy at some parts, like the delivery when he's like, tonight, yeah.
Yeah, like, that is something that is interesting because I think like,
but it's kind of iconic for me.
Yeah, Romanthony has vocals in the first and last track,
mm-hmm.
and in both of them, there's kind of moments where everything kind of like strips down, and his vocals are kind of like the main highlight,
mm-hmm.
which is at the beginning of Too Long, the last track, and kind of the middle part here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of them are pretty good. Now that I think about it, I think he definitely has a pretty like. I guess odd and distinct vocal.
Yeah, it's kind of a distinct kind of style. Maybe it's definitely a stylistic choice to.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think he performs well in the spotlight.
Right.
On both of those tracks.
Yeah, so a lot of people have heard his voice and may not know it, so that's a little interesting.
Good for Romanthony.
Yeah, the late Romanthony, I should add.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, he passed I think in the 2000s.
But. Oh, that's sad.
All right, next track, Aerodynamic.
Opens up with that like gong or bell or whatever.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you're getting into like a Metallica song with like church bells.
Yeah,
like it's gonna be.
And it closes with it too. It's kind of neat. It's like open and close just with that.
Right. But yeah, I mean this song is kind of based on this guitar tapping kind of riff, and it's so distorted and overdriven. It almost just sounds like a synth. It's so glitchy sounding. You know?
Yeah, it's so bouncy. It's like that's really.
Yeah, it's kind of got like the sequence vibe kind of going on.
Yeah, it's definitely like it's a hard hitter. Like it's really aggressive. The drums really hit hard on this one.
Right.
That's kind of like it's definitely not like a contrast in the sense that it's like a downer or anything. But
this one's like high octave sort.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's very like we said, One More Time is just very like triumphant. Like it feels
very
like a
light
party.
And happy.
Yeah, it's like a party distilled into a song.
Sure.
But
right.
Aerodynamic is like a big punch.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, exactly. And
I do like that kind of contrast.
Mm-hmm. And something that's kind of cool about this song is that it kind of has this first section that the guitar is the main thing to listen to, and then
that guitar just rips through for a while.
Yeah, it's awesome. Then it kind of settles down in a second beat comes out of the ashes of the last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's cool to me when they do that. They like kind of have variations on it like that. Like
mm-hmm.
they're definitely not just like just bringing it back. Like they're implementing new things when they build back up.
Right, right. Like it sounds like before the guitar doesn't the guitar come back in that second beat?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but before it does, it just almost sounds like a different song. So it's very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree that they're definitely pretty formulaic at times, and that's kind of the nature, at least. In
but
my
you know,
experience.
It's like house music, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the nature of music, like that house music, electronic music. But they give it enough personality, enough like liveliness.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. I wouldn't say anything here is boring by any means.
Mm-mm. Yeah, not at all. I don't think it becomes that noticeable. Maybe till you get later in the album and you have a little bit of ear fatigue. But yeah, great track.
Yeah. So the third track, one following that, is Digital Love.
I love Digital Love.
Yeah,
this might be my favorite off the
album. Yeah, that's not a bad pick at all. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
so this is one of the ones, like one of the earlier examples of this on the album. It's kind of a trick they do where they kind of have everything, like they start things out kind of muted and kind of bring them in.
Mm-hmm. It's almost, yeah, yeah, like it's coming out of a tunnel sort of.
Yeah, yeah, you know exactly what, yeah, that's exactly what I'm referring to. That's just kind of a cool trick, like, because then you can also, like, have a, like, a drummer bass drop later, so you can kind of just do it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Kind of a fun little trick to just add extra excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Digital Love, I mean, that's, this is just, like, this is a pop song.
Right, and I was about to say, it's like, I think this is the first song you hear with Daft Punk singing, like, ever.
Mm.
And it obviously, it's vocoded, meaning, like, it's like being sung through an instrument, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And at first it's very kind of corny, maybe silly, but then it's so catchy, the melody he's singing. Like I always sing along with this song to like the robot voice.
And like the little, like the guitar lead is just so beautiful.
Oh, the yeah.
Yeah, and there's like electroacoustic strumming implemented in. So yeah, it just feels like a pop song, but it's a very distinctly Daft Punk pop song.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the lyrics, like on all the pop songs on this album, the lyrics are like really simple, but they're beautiful. Like they're very nice lyrics.
Yeah, like last night I had a dream about you in this dream, you know.
Yeah, it's dancing right beside you. It's a very sweet song.
And what kills me, like my favorite part of the song is when the singer, I don't know which member of Daft Punk it is, it goes, "Oh, I don't know."
Yeah.
Dude, and then this like kind of synthy trumpety sound comes through. Yep. It's just so peppy and gorgeous. It sounds absolutely, like kind of like classical music either right there. Absolutely. Very nice.
Yeah. And just going back to how this being like a pop song or a rock song, really. I mean, there's an interesting quote from Bangalter where he said about the stylistic approach of the album, where Homework was a way to say to the rock kids, like, electronic music is cool, and Discovery was the opposite to say to the electronic kids, rock is cool, you know? Like,
oh, that's so cool.
Incorporate, like, rock and pop elements, which I thought is, like, a fascinating thing. And you can definitely hear that in the
right, there's, like, dan, you know, some power chords hits. Mm-hmm. But, honestly, the synth solo, I want to say, like, at the end of this song, or towards the end of this song, is worth, like, listening to this album just for that part.
Oh, yeah.
That solo is crazy, and at parts it's kind of using pitch wheel stuff to emulate guitar kind of licks.
It's impressive. They're really just going all over the place with it.
I mean, it's just like amazing solo.
Yeah, that's cool. That's another thing that's cool about this album. Like some of the tracks have kind of longer runtimes. Let them just kind of like go like just solo basically. Mm-hmm. Like you're in a rock song,
right?
Like just playing like a really long guitar solo, just go in a bunch of different directions,
right? And like some of these songs are very simple, just like repeated melodies over and over again with like adding elements. But some of them are quite virtuosic, like this. Like whether they're physically playing that or not, it sounds, you know, very technical.
Yeah. And we'll get to this later, but the guitar solo in Something About Us is another great example of that to me.
Right.
But yeah, we'll get to that later. The fourth track, another one that pretty much everybody's probably huge heard hit in some form or another, is
Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Correct. Of course, if you haven't heard it from Daft Punk, you've heard it from Kanye West.
Yeah, Stronger, famously sampled.
You've heard it from Kanye West.
Yeah. Maybe making it even more famous than this song originally was. Not to say that this wasn't a huge hit.
Yeah, one of their bigger hits for sure. Yeah. To me, like, just right off the bat, the kind of, like four bars at the beginning before, like, the bass and like drums drop. It's kind of, like, slightly muffled. Yeah, that's iconic to me. Like, I just get so excited when I hear that song. I know they're
It's just so lighthearted, that part. Yeah. It's kind of like a peppy part, sort of goofy.
Yeah. And this is just, like, it's such a fascinating song.
Right, like, there's so much that could be said about this song.
Yeah, like, it definitely feels, to me, like, so, yeah, if you haven't heard the song, it's kind of, you have like, do it better, make
work
it,
make it. It's like going between these octaves, exactly. Sort of.
So it's like, yeah, and then they say a bunch of these different things, right? And then they kind of like piece them together and play with them in a bunch of different ways.
Right, like chop and mix them and rearrange them.
It's like they're just playing with a big puzzle with these vocal samples of them singing. And it just creates such a cool outcome that they can like have crescendos with it or bring it back down,
right, and
slow
it's,
down.
And
a
it's
little
also
bit.
Like vocoded, so at certain parts, like later in the song, it's like he's just playing a solo, but it's with the vocals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
listen to it, it's just somebody shredding, but they're going like mah, 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 harder, better, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It's
oh my gosh,
very robotic feel to it, like that robot aesthetic they go for sure. It's one of the better examples to me with how heavily vocoded those vocals are.
And this one definitely has like kind of like an interesting breakdown in the middle of it, like
it's very funky,
brown, 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 and then That's, of course, when the solo part I was talking about comes in.
Mm. Yeah. Another thing that I think kind of, like, am I flying under the radar a little bit for this one is how phenomenal the drums are. It's probably my favorite drums on this album.
Like, in between, like, some of the vocal lines, you just hear the drums riding that bell.
Yeah, the cymbal. Yeah, it's incredible.
And the guitar and those breaks, too. Very funky.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's
very funky. Yeah, a lot of these songs have guitar on them, actually. Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
And just going back to drums, like, it's very... like common in house music and across this album, just have like really simple beats and stuff, just like drum machine beats. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they managed to do a lot of interesting things with drums. To me.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Never really too stale.
Something I'll say about this album, so I don't bring it up later, is that a lot of these songs are pretty straightforward, and you definitely know what's going on like through your car speakers. But there's a lot of stuff like just if you really listen, like drums where you don't think there's drums yet, you know what I mean, like in the background, like,
yeah. And that goes back to what I was saying, like what we were talking about earlier with like the fading in and fading out of things, like, yeah, sometimes things like components of a song will fade in and you won't really realize it and they'll hit.
And I'd say like a really common characteristic of house music in general is just to kind of play a repetitive riff or melody and then kind of altering, like changing the filters on it, like adding more phaser effects. So like it just changes in quality, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of hear it go like across your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're saying, like fade in and fade out effects, like fade in parts that and then fade out. So that's just like a house music thing in general, really.
Cool.
It's fading in like, on their first album, like Fresh, I think is a perfect example of that, how stuff just phases in and then phases out.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like I said, I'm very, very far from an expert on this type of music in general, this genre.
All right, I guess like an example maybe you could remember is like Get Innoculous by LCD Sound System.
Oh, yeah.
Like how it's like da 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 da, and you just hear that like change in quality over and over again. That's like what I'm talking about. That's, you hear that stuff all over house music.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
LCD Sound System on their first album from like 2005, I think.
What is it? Daft Punk is
playing at my house. At my house.
At my house.
It's like a big jam song. It's fun.
Yeah, I love LCD Sound System.
Check out LCD Sound System.
Their first three records are amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Back
to Discovery. Track 5, Crescendals.
Yeah, a little play on crescendos, maybe.
Dolls at the end of crescendo.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that means. But this one, it kind of has like a video gamey vibe to me. With like that ascending melody, like da-da, ba-da, da-da, da. You know, there's just such like a...
I get that for
that
sure.
That just sounds like a Super Mario type.
Yeah, it's very like intense. Like it's like a joyride kind of thing.
Ba-da-da. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like the percussion and bass are very like rollicking.
Yeah, like, this sounds like a bunch of people like in the streets like banging and especially on like the oh, there's like all these people going oh. And
yeah, so yeah, it's built on that vocal sample where. Oh, ain't it funky now?
I thought he's saying everybody now. Is it
maybe, dude? Like I said, we literally had this discussion earlier where I completely like just misheard one of the vocal samples. It gets repeated all.
Yeah,
over
like the way the samples are chopped, like some of the words are slightly cut off, so it's a little hard to tell. So
either everybody now or ain't it funky now? One of those two.
I thought he was going everybody now. Yeah, but pretty straightforward song. You know, it's same kind of elements, fades in the main melody, kind of drops back a little bit, comes back.
Like Ben said, it feels like very celebratory because of like the whoo, how there's a bunch of different voices.
I just kind of picture like a ton of people like dancing and like all coming to
it's super dancey.
Oh yeah, super funky.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of the tracks on this. The next track, Night Vision,
Is
the only one I wouldn't call like a dance song on the album.
Yeah, it's like a very, very quiet, and as the title suggests, is a very nocturnal feel.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I would definitely say it's more of an interlude than a...
It's
the shortest song on the album.
Minute 44. It's a very pretty interlude, but it's an interlude.
And even compared to some of the simpler beats, this has way less going on.
Yeah.
Some kind of glitchy-sounding drums and electric piano and these kind of smooth swells and...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And that's kind of all it is.
It's close to ambient music, honestly.
A little bit. I think the chords are moving a little bit too fast for it to be ambient at times. I can definitely hear the chord progression going around. It's a cool progression, actually.
Yeah, it's just cool little small synth piece.
Sure, yeah.
Easy through.
Just to give you give your foot a break from tapping.
I mean, yeah, because that's an intense first five songs. Like, that's very high energy.
And when people try to tell me that Random Access Memories is better, I'm like, just listen to the first five songs.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Discovery's better, dude.
Yeah, I get that, for sure.
And it, just the fact that all those hits are on the first five songs, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, good lord. One More Time, and Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Right. And I feel like I even recognized, like, Digital Love before I got into
it. Yeah.
But, yeah. Seventh track, which is halfway through this album, Superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Superheroes to me, going back to that topic of drums, to me, this is probably the only one where it's like, all right, this is just kind of like stereotypical kind of club house drums, like dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. Like to me, it's like, I don't know, not particularly annoying, but it's like,
Is this a weaker track for you? Because it is the drumming, maybe.
I do like the arpeggio that comes in later and kind of like clears everything up after it being really repetitive for a while.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel that. I don't know if I'm trying to think what I think is a weaker track on this album. Might have to be Superheroes.
Yeah, to me, I'll just say that now. Superheroes and Short Circuit to me are a little weaker.
Oh, I think Short Circuit's pretty nice.
Really?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, okay. That's Superheroes. Then High Life. I really like High Life, actually.
I love High Life.
Oh,
yeah. Whatever the I have no idea what the vocal sample is supposed to be saying.
And I love how the bass is like really linked in with that sample.
I was listening to High Life earlier today, and I was caught by like that's probably the bounciest like the bass feels.
Yeah, the boom, boom, dum, like dum, dum, dum.
You can really hear the bass in the mix, and it really makes you want like makes me want to move. Like it's awesome.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, but High Life to me. Like, it has, like, it's, like, shiny. Has, like, a nice, like, like
luxurious, has, like, a
nice sheen on it.
Luxurious feel,
like,
maybe.
I don't know what it is. It's, some, like a very high-pitched female vocal sample.
Ah. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, no idea what they're saying, but, yeah.
Just going, ah. Oh.
Yeah, and just something about the horns, the way the horns are, like, the tone of the horns on that, which kind of gives me that feel, that kind of feel of luxury. And it just kind of has, just like the production in general.
And of course the title, like, High Life, luxurious life.
That's something that appeals to me about instrumental music. I mean, not just electronic music, but instrumental music in general is the title of the song contributing to like overall tone and feel and mood.
Right.
That's something that
affects the aesthetic a lot. Yeah, like
I get a kick out of that.
You can totally hear a song differently if it has a title that lends itself well to the sound. You know what I mean?
It's just like any work of art. Like, a title is important for how you interpret a painting or something.
Right. Exactly. But yeah. That's really interesting, the point.
But yeah, I get a lot out of High Life. And the general production just kind of has, like, a nice sheen on it. Where everything kind of sounds, like, sparkly.
Right? There's this moment in the song in my head that's playing right now in which, like, everything kind of settles down in between verses or something. And, like, there's... can't really describe it. It's like this. And there's these nice percussive elements that they kind of add in between the sections. So
Definitely. High Life and many other tracks on here are a little more intricate than they seem at first glance, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, great song. Something About Us. Oh. Next, the ninth track. Oh. One of my favorite songs on the album. It's got a very like sexual kind of vibe to it, sort of.
Sure. Yeah, it's very slow. I guess not super slow, but it's kind of like muted and
something that I think adds a lot to that sexual atmosphere I was talking about was they have a talk box playing, like guitar talk box going on, but instead of just vocoding it, they're like plucking like what doink, and it adds like this awesome kind of texture in the background.
Yeah, yeah, the texture on that bass and guitar in the first like minute lead in, it just feels like. That's just such a unique sound.
It's right.
Like, don't, 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 don't. But it doesn't sound like... Like, it sounds clunky, I guess, but, like, not really. That's not the right word. Like, clunky in a good way.
Right. It's hard to describe that, like, that sound.
Yeah, definitely check that out. To me, that's a very appealing sound on that kind of minute lead-in.
Dude, and I think you might be thinking of, like, that talk box kind of sound.
Exactly, like, yeah, exactly,
yeah. Yeah, it's like not crunchy. It's really hard to describe, kind of like... Mm-hmm. Clunky, like very textural. It's like very different.
But yeah. Yeah, to me that's cool. And then
this song kind of features Daft Punk singing, right?
Yeah.
And this the accent's very thick, actually.
Yeah, the French accent. You can definitely hear it.
You can definitely tell this is one of the members singing.
But yeah. No, I love the lyrics. Like, this is a great pop song.
Right.
Like, they're very, very simple lyrics. They're not, like, drenched in metaphor.
And you could say even, like, almost predictable, but it's just, like, so perfect.
Yeah, it's just very, very beautiful and heartfelt lyrics, even though they're very, very straightforward.
Yeah, it might not be the right time. I might not be the right one.
Yeah, and I love...
But there's something about us.
And I love they repeat that again, but with the, it might not be the right
time. And then everything kind of stops and collides on that.
They auto-tune it really hard, add a harmony to it.
The right one. And then it's back into it.
Yeah, and when that vocal section starts, it doesn't feel like a shift, but it's definitely kind of a different part of the song. But, like, the bass is super heavy. Like, it's so groovy.
I didn't know that.
For such a, like kind of restrained song. It's not, like, super busy or anything, but the bass is just so groovy.
Right. And the bass, and along with, like, the guitar talk box, it makes this pretty slow song really, like, pretty danceable, I'd say. Like, really funky.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. And like we mentioned earlier, the guitar solo.
Is it a guitar, though?
It might not be.
I think it sounds kind of like an electric, like, piano, like, really...
Yeah, it could be.
A glassy sound.
Either way.
I think that's what it is.
The instrument solo.
Because I don't really hear, like, a pluck like you always hear with the guitar.
That's true, yeah.
There's not, like, a less of a percussive element with the solo.
Whatever it is, that's just, like, the coolest tone I've ever heard on an instrument.
Really?
It's just... I just love it. I love how it sounds.
Really kind of... Like, it's kind of low in the mix.
Yeah, it's
but it cuts
like,
through.
Yeah, kind of like... Yeah, kind of like howls, but it also has like a very like muted feel.
Cool and like it's very cold to me, sort of, but
very crisp,
smooth and glassy. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I love that solo. To me, that's very engaging. Just wraps up that song beautifully.
Right, and now I'm thinking of like these other like kind of leads in with like this really bright down like synth lines, and then they stack them sort of. Like, yeah, very nice. Like orchestration right there, so good
for sure. Yeah, the more I think about it, that might be my favorite track.
Yeah, it might be mine too.
That to me, or Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, or One More Time. It's hard to choose.
Right, it's like there's so many bangers off this album. Yeah, mine might be that one just because it's so interesting. It's such an interesting use of the talk box. So creative, sort of.
In that opening part. Absolutely.
I think it goes maybe throughout the whole song. I can't remember, but
it's definitely more prominent before the vocals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you 100%. Very cool song instrumentally.
Yeah.
Track 10 is Voyager.
Voyager. Yeah. This one is a little bit less memorable. Like when I was trying to think about it.
I agree with that.
But sometimes it's hard to tell if it's like being later in the album. Like if this is the first song, we might have different opinions about it. I feel like.
Huh.
Do you know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
But because I guess I think this album is extraordinarily consistent. Is the thing. But this song has incredibly funky bass. Like, that's like the only thing that I'm kind of remembering about it.
I also really like pretty much throughout the whole song, there's kind of like a just like gentle brush of synth that kind of gets applied as like, I guess, the kind of the main chords. It just kind of sounds like it's the sound to me texturally. Well, it's like it's kind of brushing over the rest of the track.
It kind of sounds a little glitchy, sort of, right?
But yeah, so I enjoy that, and like Ben said, that bass super funky. But other than that, it's not a super like a high variation track. It's relatively simple.
Right, you know, very in the classic house style, you know.
Yeah.
Phasing stuff in and, you know, building down, building up, and variation and all that.
And it's a little more mellow, I'd say, which might contribute to it being a little less memorable.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially because being back to back off of Something About Us.
Right.
And honestly, going into Virtus Quo, that's a pretty mellow stretch right there.
Yeah, Virtus Quo is, we can just get into that.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it's kind of based off of this very classical-inspired melody.
Yeah, that is so pretty to me. I love hearing that. That's my favorite part of that
track. Yeah, it's got like a pedal tone in it, so it's like... It keeps on going back to that.
It's just a beautiful melody. I love it.
And this one kind of has similar textural qualities to me. It's like... Night Vision with some of those kind of soaring, like very silky synthetic elements going on.
Yeah, for sure. I like that comparison a lot, actually. It's just kind of like, it's like more drawn out and has more elements added in.
A little bit more kind of just lets it ride, I'd say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that melody is the star of the show, I'd say this is probably the best example of like a French house, but like with a little bit more refined, like. This reminds me a lot of their stuff, especially there's this kind of like kind of thing that comes in, and you hear it fades in and out with all the effects. Like, that's just such a classic house thing.
I got you. Song. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's like a mellow house song. It's not too dancey, but I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't call this particularly dancey. To me, that's just kind of like a
So it's like a house song that's not that dancey. It's kind of weird.
Very weird.
If you put it that
way, it's kind of the point.
Yeah, I guess.
What the heck, Daft Punk?
Confusing.
No, I don't know. No, yeah. I mean, I think you could probably dance to every song on this album. Maybe not Night Vision.
Night Vision, bro. Maybe some modern dance.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say you could have a little dance party to most of this album.
Yeah. That's about all I have to say for that one.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we can go to track 12, Short Circuit.
Yeah, and you were saying that this one...
Yeah, like it's not my favorite. To me, like, the lead-off section where it's kind of, like, really hectic, it's, really aggressive. It can aggressive.
Be kind of... Do you think that's corny?
Yeah, to me, it's a little grating. That, yeah, kind of like...
Yeah, it sounds like... I feel like I've seen that in memes, like, before.
Yeah, something like that, man.
like, real.
And then when it cools down, and it kind of, like, rides out in a more, like, calm and ambient direction, it throws in a lot of distortion, which for me is not my favorite element to have added in a track like that.
Dude, I think we're reading this completely different. Like I kind of read that ending part as it goes through this, and I like the intro because I think it adds a lot of energy after the last.
That's fair.
The last like three songs, even right, and that's why I like it. It's like do, 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 like these huge. Yeah,
it's definitely a good change of pace leading into the last.
Right, that's kind of why like it's a little bit refreshing. It has tons of energy, but I kind of read that the ending part is it just kind of lets everything decay and sound get more and more low fidelity sounding.
Yeah,
and to me that's the Short Circuit sort of. Do you know what I mean? It's like it kind of dying out and losing energy.
I get that.
That's kind of how I read it. So I thought it was a little clever.
Never thought about that. That is clever. I will admit that is clever. And like you said, it works functionally in terms of album pacing, but it's just not my favorite.
So a little bit of a disagreement there.
We never disagree on these. Yeah. Like very rare. Very rare moment you're on more at 33 and 30.
I know. All right. Yeah. So second to last track is Face to Face.
And I love Face to Face.
I've heard some people say this is like one of the best Daft Punk songs, but
yeah, I could get behind that. Honestly, it's one of the best on this album.
It's kind of based off of a really choppy, I don't even know, sample.
I mean, it feels like with how much they chop it, it feels like there's like 12 different samples.
Well, if you're listening, it's like there's tons of chopped up guitar parts. Like still have, I'm trying to pick out like multiple guitar parts, multiple synth parts,
and then it chops it.
Like on that part, there's like tons of instruments just on the main. Da 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 da.
Yeah, so they are a bunch of different samples, or maybe there's one sample chopped up in a bunch of different ways, but it's very like, yeah, it's chopped up very heavily.
Yeah, this song is like very like stop and start kind of moments, but never losing.
Does not lose momentum at all, which to me works great. Yeah, to me, I love Face to Face, and then when the vocals come in, it kind of does a similar thing.
Todd Edwards is the vocalist on this,
our guest vocalist, and then it keeps chopping and flipping up the instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like when we say that, it's easy to think we mean like it's disruptive, but it keeps a consistent like chords and rhythm and stuff. It just adds elements in for like a beat and takes them out.
And there's moments where like Todd Edwards will sing a line and things will stop. Like, do you know what part I'm talking about? Yeah. There's a really specific part where he does it. It's like,
I won't forget. Or something like that.
Yeah. But something that kind of is interesting to me about this song, and maybe the last one, is that these two are like the least treated vocally. Do you know what I mean? Like, this almost sounds like Todd Edwards, like just straight up, you know what I mean? Whereas like the other songs where they have guest speakers, it's like auto-tuned or it's them doing vocoding.
That is interesting. Yeah.
These last two just seem very like organic vocally.
Yeah. And it's very organic, and Todd Edwards definitely like sings it like it's a pop song, and it's definitely kind of functionally like that, but it just has those use of samples just gives it such a Daft Punk feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a perfect example of like this is a Daft Punk pop song.
Right. You definitely know it's something different. And again, the choppiness maybe adds to the electronic robot aesthetic.
Yeah. And then it goes to our closer, Too Long, which once again has Rom Anthony on guest vocals.
Yep, and this song is exactly 10 minutes, and I think it's a little clever that the longest song is called Too Long.
Yeah, and I think they're poking fun at themselves for that, because I think they got some criticism by people who, I mean, people like me, probably, who were coming at homework from a more rock perspective.
Like, yeah, we're like, this is just like, the same noises over and over.
Yeah, like, they're like, these songs are really long, and they're kind of poking fun at themselves with Too Long here being not too long, I don't think. I think it deserves its runtime. It earns
its 10 minutes. Sure, I think it's a little too long, maybe.
You think
maybe.
So?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it obviously could have been shorter.
Right, I feel like this could have been like a 5-minute Daft Punk song.
Oh, yeah, it'd totally be
like functionally the same.
Yeah, it totally could have been, but to me, I think it earns it. It's never grating.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad song at all. There's never a point where I'm bored, but you know what I mean?
No, I mean, just regardless of runtime, to me, Too Long's a great song. Mm-hmm. I love, like we were saying earlier, the beginning really kind of lets Rome Anthony's vocals kind of shine.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very passionate.
Speaking
delivery.
Of which, I think the energy he's like bringing to the two songs he's on, it's just like so like positive, sort of.
Yeah, no, he's a big part of this album.
Can you feel it? It's like, oh
yeah,
my gosh.
No, he's very, very passionate. Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah, like, great singer.
He's a great contributor to this project.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I love how it kind of sounds like a drum metronome going really fast, like a drum machine, like.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning,
right?
Yeah, and how it, like the bass just kind of slowly builds in, and the other part. I mean, you can kind of split it in like first 5 minutes, second 5 minutes, kind
of. Yeah, sort of. Like there's different kind of vocal stuff going on in the second half,
yeah.
Or different vocal motif.
And it definitely continues to build the entire time. Like bass keeps coming in more and more aggressively.
Yeah, especially then, towards the end, it picks up a lot of energy before it fizzles out.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, there's like big like kind of like synth keys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Going like towards the middle and the end.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it? I feel it too.
Oh yeah. All right. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and that definitely seems like it's been chopped in some way, like that part for sure.
Yeah, and then it kind of like explodes into being super dancey for a while.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of going back to, it's kind of feels a little similar to One More Time towards the end there, where it's very celebratory.
Right.
Those passionate, excited Rome Anthony vocals.
Yeah, Rome Anthony bringing the pep.
Absolutely.
So, that's about all I have to say about this album.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, would you say this is your favorite electronic album?
I was about to ask you. Okay, do you think this is your favorite Daft Punk album?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say, like, this is probably mine, but I kind of waffle between this and Homework and Random Access Memories. Like, I actually really enjoy Homework a good bit, like, for what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Human After All. Like, it just doesn't... Like, all the other projects in comparison seem way more kind of polished and... They're trying to go for, like, a rocky influence on that album. Like,
gotcha.
It's very very much, like, I guess a...
A little too far from Homework.
I don't... Just not... Because I'd say on Random Access Memories, they go even, like, further from house music. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But I just don't think it landed quite well, the rock.
Random Access Memories, to me, just feels like... Most of it just kind of feels like straight disco at times.
Right, it's just, like, disco and funk songs, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, I think I like Discovery a little bit better than Random Access Memories, because some of the Daft Punk vocoding, even though it's, like, more modern production, it doesn't land as well for me, sort of.
Yeah.
I could pull up like certain songs and tell you which ones, but like
I get that.
I much prefer the way they do it on like Digital Love, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, etc.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, electronic music is like an enormous, like it's a huge umbrella term.
Yeah,
like,
so
there's a lot of stuff that fits in there. It's kind of hard to pick.
I couldn't say like electronic. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
It's hard to even call that a genre.
It's like there's like house, you know, synth pop is technically electronic genre.
I know a lot of people like and prefer putting Plunderphonics more near hip hop, but if you're
just because of like introducing, right?
Yeah, more or less. But I mean, if
I think of the Avalanches as being super dancey.
I think of Since I Left You being a little more close to this than introducing.
Definitely so, more dance house aesthetics on Since I Left You.
Yeah, if you're willing to include that, then I'd probably take Since I Left You as my favorite electronic album.
Which is, you cannot argue with that.
But it's definitely up there. I mean. Again, I haven't listened to very much, but...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Plunderphonics is, like, such a interesting genre.
Yeah, very cool genre.
Like, I feel like there's so much more exploration that needs to be done there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because the Prince Paul, who did production for De La Soul and a lot of other hip-hop groups, did a DJ mix of The Since I Left You title track.
Mm.
Dropped that Friday. So I was kind of revisiting some Avalanche's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of struck. Like, it's hard. Like, it's easy to forget. Or not really forget, but take for granted. Like, 3,000 samples on that album. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, every time I listen to that album, it reveals, like, itself more.
A new layer, yeah. And I kind of feel the same way about this. Like, I kind of feel like I find a little tiny detail I missed the first time.
Yeah, and I mean, what this album definitely has over Homework is that the these awesome features and kind of fleshed out vocals, but also incorporating live elements with electronic stuff, like way better and a lot more often in this.
For sure, yeah. And we forgot to mention the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Slash music videos. That's kind of a fun little detail to mention, that they did a Japanese anime film with, it's the exact same runtime as this, where
hour and 1 minute.
It's just a music video. Like, I don't think there's anything other than the music. There's no dialogue or anything, but it's fun. I mean,
very vibrant kind of animation style, alien world type stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's like an alien band gets abducted and taken to Earth or something.
Yeah, just really goofy.
Yeah, but you can watch it, like, by song as, like, a music video for the song. And it's just kind of
maybe on your streaming service. Like, I've seen, like, half of them on Apple Music.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and you can find every music video on YouTube really easily. And yeah, just for sure. Watch it in order the album.
Yeah, if you're more of a visual listener.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but yeah, no, I think that's a neat little aesthetic thing.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a fun little side project. And I honestly don't really know the history, like, how much they had that in mind when they made
it. Right, like, is this, like, The Wall or whatever?
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
How they were thinking about making it a movie.
That's the thing. Like, it's kind of hard to do stuff like that without lyrics. But
yeah, like, I think about, have you seen The Wall movie?
No.
Dude, it's not that great. I mean, like, you know what I mean? They definitely had to do a lot of bits in between the songs to get it to be a narrative.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Purple Rain either.
I haven't seen Purple Rain. Wait, maybe I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to think about this as, like just listening to this without knowing any of that, you have no idea. It's kind of weird to think about.
Oh, what, that it's a movie?
Yeah,
as well?
that accompanies a movie.
Yeah, I definitely think that was, like, more of an afterthought. Like, I bet somebody approached him and was like, hey, I'll animate this.
Yeah,
and they're like, yes, let's collaborate.
Like, yeah, let's get this done. Let's get this paper.
Get this bread.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that's all I have to say about Discovery.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, definitely a fantastic album. Definitely a great kind of introduction to me for this style of music. I'm definitely looking forward to exploring some more.
Yeah, for sure. Check it out if you haven't. Discovery.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace out.